Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. So we gonna play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bud. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh wee.
Yeah, so you know it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. So we're going to get into some of this Kadeja. It's called Close to You. We kind of going to step into it a little bit. Yeah, from Chicago to Minneapolis, D-Town, all over where y'all at. Let's do it. DJ E-Monster and the Monstars, Miss Unbelievable and Jazzy B.
Ooh, I really, really want to get close.
Monstrous Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday, online radio with the
I wanna meet you with a minute, so I can feel on your skin. Just wanna feel on your skin. I need to feel on your skin. I just wanna be a good girl. I'm just trying to be a real good girl. But you be bringing out the freak in me. You acting like you wanna freak in me. No more. We didn't cross the line. We just got too damn close. Too damn close. But I ain't complaining. Just wanna know if you're staying. Just wanna know if you're staying. Now tell me if you're staying. Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, because Danger close to you. He said she just want to know if you staying. Depends on how that bed feel.
No way.
Okay. Yeah. Like I said, she said, she just want to know if you staying. Like I said, depends on how that bed feel. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight.
She make you like, oh, I'm staying. As long as you can make them noises, I'm staying. You know, all the way I'm staying.
I'm talking about snoring. Look. So welcome to the show, people. You know what it is. It's Wet Wet Wednesday tonight where we play some hump day music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. We like to play majority R&B music around here, but I'm starting to get a lot of requests for some hip-hop. Sexy music. So you gotta let us know how you feel about it. Connect with us either on the Monstars page, or you can send us an email at monsterusradio@gmail.com and let us know how you feel. Before you can go to our Monsters Radio page, our web page, but it is down right now. It should be up by next Monday. So when it's up and going, please go over there, show support, but I'll let y'all know when it's up and going because I know some people hitting me up. I'm like, hey, I've been looking for some links at the .com and I don't see it. Well, you just have to go directly to the blog talk to find everything right now. But we should be up and running again by Monday. So some of the topics that we're going to talk about tonight, you dig? And people, feel free to call in and let us know or comment on our pages. Let us know something else sexy. If we find it sexy and we talk about it, you could win some merchandise from Monsters Radio. But until then, here's some things that we got going on tonight. One that I want to talk about is a bed. Does a bed really make a difference when it comes to love making? Do you have a preference when it comes to love making on a bed? That's what we're going to talk about a little bit later. Did it? So that's mine. It's unbelievable. She got some. What's the topic that you want to express tonight on Monsters Radio Wednesday?
Y'all know I miss Unbelievable, so mine's are going to be unbelievable. Okay, so I have three. So get ready. I have three. What is something you didn't think you like sexually, but you actually enjoy? Let that one marinate. And then, ladies, these are to you. Ladies, which brings you to the most intense orgasm? The tongue, the vibrator, the hands, or the penis? And then what's your after orgasm? Ladies, your man is about to nut. Where are you letting him nut? Your mouth, your ass, your face, or your pussy. Think about that, ladies. Holla at me. I'm a pig. Holla at me. Which one? I'm just saying. Be nasty. Along with me. It's Sweat Wednesday.
Okay. So we're going to keep the sexiness going. This is Shante Moore. It's called One Love. you gotta pick one. Okay. Now this is a little more ooh-wee. I think you're gonna like this one. It's unbelievable. New music. Wet Wet Wednesdays. Monsters Radio Live.
Baby, did I hit me up in the drop top?
What's up?
So you can blow my mind every time we speed up. Touch my thigh, make my body tense. We on the road to the loving you want. And I want it to. Ain't no guessing at all. If my love gonna fall like a hole in the wall, we can get ready for soft top. Whether right or wrong, I promise I'm your accomplice. It's gonna be you and me killing it together. Or you and me down bad, whatever. May come up, we gon' hold up. When they see you, they gon' see me. An accomplice we will be.
We will be
one love.
push it aside and pull you closer. Cause that would take care of it. And all the attitude would disappear. And you would skirt up on me. Skirt up on me. Ride me riding through the city. Motivated by your beauty. If we keep this thing going, no moody. Everybody gon' be alright. And that's what I wanna feel, baby.
It's gonna be you and me, killing it together. Or you and me, down bad, whatever. May come up, we gon' hold up. When they see you, they gon' see me. An accomplice we will be.
We will be
one love.
We gon' last forever, babe. The talking, I show it. You're the only choice to go with. I know what you need to operate, and I'm willing to give it to you every day. We will be
one love.
We gon' last forever, babe.
Yeah, that's my playlist, and this right here is Miss Unbelievable's playlist going tonight. DVD.
Your Taz.
SWV called Finally. Wet, Wet Wednesday. Come Day Music. Monsters Radio Live.
But yeah, we finally got this right, you know? My crew, your crew, we're gonna make this do what it do. Be your slip.
Talk to me, I'm like caught up in your words, you see. I just can't deny it anymore. Said anymore. It's like you've unlocked the best part of me and laid it out for the world to see. I've been lying, final thing that you might be an angel in this. Could you recognize my flaws? There's no other love than I adore. Girl, it's gotta be you. Baby, it
just knew you met the right one. Go ahead, you can smile, you can be happy again. Cause when it's all said and done, remember one thing, finally got it right.
Okay.
Yeah,
step it out with me.
Yes. Okay.
I was like, why are you sitting over there with that little glistening in your eye? Yeah, you must like that song. It is what it is.
I
got
do,
that little glistening in your eye right now.
It is. And you didn't step on my pinky toe this time. Just saying.
Hey, I've been working on it. I'm working on it.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I like that work. Good job.
All right. So, let's see. Okay, we got to do our monstrous radio weather report. I think I did it last time. It's your turn. So,
it's
what do you got for the weather? Twin Cities. What's the weather like?
Welcome to spring in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We hit 84 degrees. It's nice and toasty outside. Finally, we made it, y'all. We made it. 84 degrees. It was 87 was the high today. So, yeah, here come our summer. It's stomping right behind this spring. Like, what? Here I come. Yeah, enjoy the weather.
Right, right.
This is that
right,
have so sex, get in the shower type of weather. You know. Because you sweat and you working
go
up.
Go out.
We working up a sweat. It's a full-out workout.
Go out in the woods, get it in, get all the mosquito bites on your back.
No, mosquitoes. No, in the woods. No. Ticks in there. And I ain't trying to get Lyme disease.
Ooh.
Trying to get me some dick. No, thank you. I'm gagged.
You said ticks and dicks. Okay.
Ticks and dicks.
I'm feeling you. yeah, because I don't like nothing that crawls on my balls. No outside this week. stay your ass indoors or, you know, figure some shit out. Do it on a boat.
Nah, I'll do it on a boat. Ooh, yes, let's go. Hold on. Now, there we go. Now you're talking about language. Motion, ocean, water, movement. Oh, stay with that rhythm. Yes, honey, yes. Oh, yes. The boat, yes.
Right.
Ain't no mosquitoes. No.
So, all right, so speaking of the motion of the ocean and all those type of things, so all right, let's go ahead and talk about this bed scenario. You think?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking,
mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the bed really make a difference when it comes to truly getting it in. And I'm going to be honest. I think it do. You think? I think it really do. Cause, I mean, I think a lot of people got these orthopedic beds and all these type of things. I mean, that's cool. You can get it in. There's not very much resistance. You know, hey, it's a fun time. That's great. But if I had my choice, I'm just saying, me, if I had my choice, man, I want that old-ass bed that your grandmama and them used to have. You know what I'm talking about? You jump on the bed, it'll bounce your ass off on the other side. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the three box frames and the four mattresses. I'm talking about the bounce it bed. That's the type of bed
really?
I want to get it in. Oh, yeah. Because when you be bouncing and you be hitting it, pep, that bed give you that little spring. And that spring will bounce that thing back to you. You could stop. And y'all still be fucking.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
dig? You just stop. You're spring and still be bouncing. Bang, bang, bang. You dig? So,
when you throw it back.
That's where all that shit came from. Well, all that came from, that throwing it back and the booty claps, all that. That's where it came from. It came from a springy mattress. That's where it came from.
It came from
a springy mattress. It don't work that
right.
good
you're
on
right.
the new bed.
You're right. You know what? You're making a point. However, let me just say this, though. When you ride, and you got that memory foam and your legs is locked right there and they not moving and you got that good groove, Yeah, and then you turn around and do a froggy style, and you got your feet planted, and you just bounce because you got to do the work. That's, did I say that? Was I getting kind of loud? Yes, hold on, let me bring it down. I'm getting a little loud there.
Do your thing. Please, come on, man.
And so, you know, because the memory, you know, because it kind of like it's that hard, but it kind of like captures your feet and it captures your knees. So you're like sinking in. So you're just right there. And so, you know, when that, you know, when a man is like, you know, helping you bounce up and down, you bouncing and he getting more of the movement than the bed. Because, oh, my goodness. Yeah. Because you stand in one place, and then when you put your hands up there, your whole body is just like, woo, and it's moving because your body's moving. And now you know if that's it, they know how to work that butt. If they don't know how to work that butt, if they don't know how to twerk, they don't know, then you got to like, oh, yeah, I ain't doing too much work. But if they know what they're doing, oh, my God. And then if they do it, oh, my God, on the knees, and then, you know, on their, you know, hind legs, and then turn around backwards, huh, because you're just set up on that firmness of that bed, you getting it in, baby. Mm-hmm. You getting it in.
Okay. I got a question, though. I mean, is it effective at the edge of the bed? You dig? I'm talking about when you pull her to the edge of the bed and you standing up, but she at the edge of the bed, does that work? I mean, can you turn her around, too, which, you know, from the back, but she's standing on the floor, but leaning over the bed?
Yeah, because then, okay, because you know how the other bed is kind of crunchy? You know, it's not the smooth. You know how kind of like the arm get a little tired because it's got the little rivets in there. On a firm bed, it's nice and soft. So when you put them arms, you resting comfortably. See what I'm saying? So it ain't like you doing. You know, you ain't in a comfortable position. And then you know when a guy, you know he resting comfortably. You know, and then. He's planted and y'all planted. So it's like a nice, firm togetherness, you know, and it comes like in different levels. So you ain't like low to the ground because you could have your platform bed up like 3 feet. So your bed could be hot, man. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Yes, bless God. Yes. Just saying.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
It's comfortable. It's comfortable.
Okay, making me reconsider.
Especially when you're a shorty, when you got a shorty do up. Yeah, work with the shortest. Shorty do up, yes, because he can position himself real good with a shorty. Yeah.
What's a shorty do up?
A short person, you know. A shorty girl, girl.
Okay. Okay, cool. All right.
But
all
you know
right.
What bed
less...
is not good? Can I say one bed that's not good? A
what
water
bed. Is that?
A water bed.
Too crazy.
Remember the water
Too
bed?
Too crazy. Yeah, I remember the water bed. Too crazy.
No, wait, tell me why.
I made some babies in a water bed. What are you talking about? All up in that thing. Yeah, I wish I had that Beyonce song loaded right now. Boy, so girl, we're gonna take a break. Yeah, we're gonna take some hometown talent. Marshall's Radio Live and some friends.
Call us in 424-243-9649. Join this fun conversation. Press 1. It's unbelievable stuff is coming up next.
If I was your girlfriend, would you remember? You tell me all the things you forgot when I was your man. Hey. I was your man. If I was your best friend, would you let me take care of you and do all the things that only a best friend can?
Sometime. Well, then could we just hang out? I mean, could we go to a movie together? 'Cause to me, baby, that would be so fine. Baby, can I dress you? I mean, help you pick out your clothes before we go out. Listen, girl, I ain't seeing your headless, but sometimes, those are the things that feeling love's about. Sugar, do you know what I'm saying to you this evening? Maybe you think I'm being a little self-centered, but I say I wanna be all of the things you are to me. Surely you can see.
Is it really necessary for me to go out of the room just because you want to undress?
Yeah, so that's some Prince. That's definitely one of them panty droppers. You let that slide through and oof. And you know what? When I was coming, I really didn't understand the essence of Prince's music till I got older. It is. But I'm just going to let that be right there. I don't know where I was going. What's the other topic that we're talking about tonight? Where is that? What's some of the topics again?
All right, ladies.
You want to discuss?
Ladies, which brings you the most intense orgasm? The tongue, the vibrator, your hands, or someone else's hands, or the penis? The intense orgasm.
Okay.
All right, and then you can answer, what have you noticed that brought a woman to that intense orgasm as a man? Just say it. You can answer this question.
What brought more?
What brought that intense orgasm? Which one do you suggest?
I'll let you go first because it is geared towards ladies. You think I'll let you
it
go
is
first?
I would have to pick. Okay, it's a toss-up. But intense, I would say the tongue. Only reason why, because it can reach different zones at one time because they're hitting it all over. Where when you hitting it, it's just that one spot. But with the tongue, it can get like the clitoris and the shit and the ooh and then come back. And it can just like back and forth. Stay right there. So I'll say the tongue.
Okay.
It's a mixture.
But you obviously experienced all the other ones.
Huh?
But obviously you experienced the other ones as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, but see, the vibrator, The vibration of it, I don't understand how people like that. That's not a real sensation. That's not a real feeling. Because a man's penis does not vibrate and neither does a tongue. So I don't see understand how people get off on those things. The hand, you know, the hand just is like a releaser. But if that man finds that G-spot, that's something different. You know, I know I've heard of people who said that a man's hand, you know, they can have people squirt from a hand. I think it all depends if that man knows that woman's zones, you know, erotic zones. And but to me, a vibrator does not hit those spots. The other three, absolutely. All day, every day, if they know what they're doing.
Right. Obviously, yeah. Okay. Well, I would have to say from a guy's perspective, I would have to say it would actually have to be a mixture of the two, of the tongue and the hand. But I think it all kind of depends on the lady, though. Now, it all depends on really the lady. Now, if you got somebody who hasn't been with a lot of people, or you know what I mean, because, you know, some women are very sensitive down there. I'm talking about super duper sensitive. You dig? And some women, they're not as sensitive, and it takes a little more out to get them there. Now, the women that are very sensitive, blah, 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 da, 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 the tongue definitely gets them all the way. You get them there, squirt, whatever, all the way. But there's some, you add that hand to it, they might get close with just the tongue, but you add that hand to it and pull and catch that G-spot and do that tug, boy, and just, yeah, she's crawling everywhere. You dig up the walls, person, the leg, wool ties, the boot, and you ain't even got to it yet. You dig? So I would have to say, I couldn't pick one. I would have to say a mixture of the two, of the hand and the tongue. But if I had to pick the one over the both, then most likely it would be the tongue. But I would have to say a mixture of the two. That's what I would think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, some people like to use your thumb.
Oops. Huh?
Nothing.
Yeah,
go ahead. What's that? What'd
the thumbs when the man. Okay, we're going to talk about the thumbs. Let's talk about those. So, usually when a man is, you know, hitting it real good, real hard, yes, a female will start using her thumbs to rub it to help that sensation, you know, to help him out, and then it's over. I mean, it's a done deal. Because you do that circle of motion, you know. Okay, I'm just saying a lot of that. Okay. All right.
No, you good. I always wondered about that. I mean, I knew it was like for extra sensation or whatever. But honestly, I always thought that it kind of meant that she don't like it. So she needs a little extra tension
down there.
No,
it's meaning that we're adding more to it. So we're adding more to our tense orgasm right there, because those are some more spots that a tongue would usually be hidden.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then well,
fellas, pay attention.
You
might
want to
be rubbing that time.
You know, so, and then we're playing with ourselves, so you can look like, oh, shit, she's playing with herself while I'm hitting it. Oh, shit, she's freaking shit. Oh, shit. Yeah, so it's a turn off for you guys.
Still. Yeah, definitely would be a turn on. Hello. How you doing?
Yeah.
Okay, stop. All right, so what's the other one? Didn't you have another topic that we would talk about, or should we take another breather?
This one will be quick, and then we'll come back to our last one. Ladies and guys, this is another one where you can answer where you think would be the funnest place. So ladies, your man is about to nut. Where are you letting him? Your mouth, your ass, your face, or the pussy? Which one? And then which one would you prefer to come in? I'll let you go first.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Let me go first.
Absolutely. Yeah, go ahead.
Question on me.
Mouth, ass, face, the pussy fight.
I would have to say, honestly, I would prefer, like, on the side. Can I put it on the side salad? On the side of the salad? Because, you know, I like to go more than once. And, you know, it sounds funny, but I don't even like my own sloppy seconds. It is what it is. Can I just put it on the side of the pussy and then keep going? Mm-hmm. I mean, does that count?
It counts for you. I'm talking about the freaks out here. Let's come on, talk. Come embody the fellas tonight. Embody the fellas tonight. I'm talking about what the fellas would think. Come on,
shit,
embody them.
What the fellas would say? That shit, we going shit. Most of the fellas gonna say. I'm gonna tell you right now. 70% of the guys are gonna say we want a nut in the pussy. It just feels good. Oh my goodness, it's already there. Why fuck up the rhythm? You feel me? So yeah, that's where it's going right there. Boom, pow, pot of paint. That's our number one. Number two is probably gonna be in your face. Yeah. It's probably gonna be in your face, balls on your chin, everything, peek, peek, peek. We're probably gonna spray your face, try to spell little words and shit like I love you, things like that. But that's probably what's going to happen. I mean, hey, it is what it is. I don't know what it is with us freaky guys, especially if you're pretty. Oh, my goodness. Pet, 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 right on the side of the cheek. Pet, pet, pet. But, yes, that's probably where it's going. 70% is going to say keep it in. Yeah, roll back with me. We're going to get it together. But if I'm going to pull it, it's probably going to your face. That's probably where it's going to go. And if you let me pull it and do that, it's probably what you wanted anyway. Okay, so, yeah. From a guy's perspective, that's what I'm thinking most of the guys are going to say. That's what I think. See, we didn't post this part online. We could have posted this part. I really want to know what people would have said.
I'll post it when we can tonight. And then I'll read some tomorrow. We got some comments. I'm going to speak for the girls, and it's a toss-up. I want to say their mouth because, you know, girls like to swallow, and they like to say that's my vitamin D. You know I need my vitamin D. So I'm going to say mouth, and then I'm going to say the face because, you know, they love that sensation of that man just doing it on their face. It turns them on. For whatever reason, you know, they're talking about, you know, this is my cleansing stuff, you know, because like you said, they get to slapping you all over with it and hitting your boobs and hitting your chest and it's going all over. So, yes, it's just that fascination of seeing it and like, yes, I did this. Like, yes, yes, it's all over me. Yes, he likes to see it all over me. So it's like a fascination. It's like, yes, I've conquered this. So, yeah, I would say those two places. Yeah, because we like to see it, and, you know, sometimes we may lick it again, and, you know, that's for the freaks of the weeks.
All right, okay. All right, I'm back. Okay, where else were we? Yeah, we're just going to take a break, weren't we? Yeah, we're going to take a break.
Yes, break.
I'm going to find the song for you guys. You guys are really going to like it. I swear you really are. Yes, here it is. Jeremiah. S-M-T-S. Yeah. So, I'll let him tell you what so it means.
Fine with someone tell her she saw my the beat, tongue, no teeth. Catch it for it, get all on the sheets. Hunts, fifties, throw. Deep, 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 she eat. Z, suck me to sleep. Thought she was a good girl. girl, never knew she had it in her.
She was a good girl, never knew she had it in her. All I know that when I woke up, she wasn't there. All I know that she wasn't there, she must suck me to sleep. Bad bitch, suck me to sleep. Savage, suck me to sleep. Ain't nobody ever suck me to sleep. Ain't nobody never suck me to sleep. And it was the slowest, suck me to sleep. Lips was the coldest, suck me to sleep. Had to make the song, how you suck me to sleep. Yeah, tell me why you got me thinking about your sister. Now you came over and fucked my head. Oh. Thought I was dreaming, and I never wanted to wake up. Damn, thought she was a good girl, never knew she had it in her. Thought she was a good girl, never knew she had it in her. All I know that when I woke up, she wasn't there.
All I know that she wasn't there, she must have sucked me to sleep. Bad bitch, suck me to sleep. Savage, suck me to sleep. Ain't nobody ever suck me to sleep. Ain't nobody never suck me to sleep. And it was the slowest, suck me to sleep. Lips was the coldest, suck me to sleep. Had to make the song, how you suck me to sleep. Yeah. Dude, she so fine. Yeah, yeah. Someone tell her she so
Mine. Look, I'm over here grooving. I got to get back up here and get back to it. Okay, Jeremiah, SMTS, suck me to sleep.
Uh-huh. It takes a very special person for that to happen. Some people don't have the skills to put you to sleep. I'm just saying. You have those ones where you just be like, we done? Oh, okay. You get up, you be like, what? Well, how, you ain't sleeping? No, bro, I want to go get, you know. Yeah, because, you know. If they don't put it down, you know, we will make you feel like you is shitless. Like, you ain't tired? Nah, bruh. Nah, I'm gone. You know, you tried it. You didn't succeed. You know, I'm just saying. It takes a special person to get someone to sleep. I'm just saying.
Okay, check it out. I did post on my page. And I think one of them kind of goes into what we're going to talk about here in a little bit. I put, what's a good topic for Sexy Radio? What Wednesday? And definitely next week, people, we post things like this on our pages and amongst our pages. Definitely comment. And sometimes we read the comments, and hopefully we'll read yours. So, like I said, what's a good topic for Sexy Radio? What Wednesday? Here's two topics that they put out there. So, how to satisfy without actually having sex. Do you use toys? Food. At first, I was kind of like, food, what? But, you know, I guess you incorporate food, like whipped cream, I want to say warm chocolate, not hot chocolate, motherfucker. Right. Mangoes.
Grapefruits, you know, putting that, oh my goodness.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So some cases, sweet potato pie. But, and another one they put is how to keep it spicy in your relationship. I think those kind of two go together, and I think they both kind of fit into what our last one is. And then we have another one.
We did. It was, what is something you didn't think you would like sexually, but actually enjoy doing it? What is something that you was like, back then I would never do that. Never. And then you did it, and you were like, oh, snap, I think I do. Wait a minute, hold on.
Right. Like, oh, shit, freak a leak. You know, turn me out, freak a leak. see, I went first on the last one. Do you have? Or do I got to go first again because it's your topic?
No, I can go first. No problem. This one I got. Well. I wasn't a fan of sucking dick. Now, let me tell you why. Always when I was growing up, I thought I had a beautiful smile, and I thought my teeth was pretty, and everybody would compliment me on my smile. So I took into consideration my mouth, like keeping my mouth like pure, keeping it, you know, sacred. Like my mouth to me was like, don't get no cold sores, don't get no blisters, don't get no nothing. Like my mouth to me was something that you had to earn, even like a kiss. You had to earn it. Like you wasn't just getting it from me. So sucking dick to me, I was like, okay, your dick got to be special for me to buy. Okay, and then it was like a trip. So to me, you know, sucking dick is like me giving up my head position. Like to me, it was a control thing. Like if I'm on my knees and I'm sucking your dick and I'm looking at you, man, that is like, you are in control of all this. Like, oh, no. So for me, giving up control and me and my mouth. So when I did it, I was like, okay, that's not too bad. Okay, I can do this. Okay, now how can I have fun with this? So then I started thinking, okay, how can I have fun with this? But it's just not for everybody. It's still to the only one that is special. Everybody don't get it. And I don't do it to everybody. And you got to keep yourself like, I play with it. You know, it's not really like something that's hard not to do, but it's fun with the right one. And my biggest thing is when I lean back and I be like, put it in my mouth. And they do it. And that's just sexy to me, you know. I'm just saying, you know, when I give up control, because then to me, I'm going to enjoy it even more. So, yeah.
Right. Okay. Okay. All right. I hear what you're talking about. I hear you. I don't know if I should tell y'all. Matter of fact, it's the end of the show. We got to go. We don't even got time.
We got some time, brother boy. Let's go.
Thank you for listening to Blog Talk Radio. We have to go.
Sorry, you do not sound like them. Sorry, Sharon.
No, that did not sound like. Okay. I guess. I'll put it out here. something I did not think I would like. That. At the end of the day, I was like, oh, for real? Wow. With toys. Yeah. I never thought I would, like, be into, like, a woman with toys. I'm like, what? I always thought, like, what's that for? You got this. What's that for? Never knew nobody who really needed one. Yeah. You know, my whole big thing was I always used to make them throw them away. Get it? You might start wanting to use that motherfucker, but after I get to going, you're going to throw that motherfucker away. One time, yeah, I fucked around and, put on a cock ring. So we're gonna keep it moving. That's we got someone. Okay, so that's my part.
What
else we got? Is that
this?
All we got to talk about?
One more.
Okay.
But can I say something about toys? Okay, so I'm not a fan of, you know, vibrators, like just the ones, but I am a fan of the little vibrator rings that a man puts on his penis, and it's going at the same time. Now that. Right there,
that one right there.
Oh, that's causing
that
all
one.
Kinds of situations and circumstances and stuff like that. Stuff like that. That one right there
Thank
will
you.
Have someone stalking you, especially. Okay. Especially if they're doing a doggy style. Okay. I'm just going to stop right now. Okay, because when they're doing a doggy style and you got the vibe and then you got the press, and you,
Okay.
Meh, meh.
Okay, I didn't make it that far. It was only one time. I didn't make it that far. Okay. Where's my ink pen? Where's my ink pen? Where's my notebook? Ink pen, notebook.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to need you to get that one. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And,
Yeah.
And then, so what happens is, what a woman can do is while he's hitting it from the back with that ring on there, you can be playing with yourself. Oh, my God, you're going to be in heaven. Yes, Hunter, yes. Put your little thumbs right down there. Mm-hmm. Help him out. Uh-huh. Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
No, I didn't say nothing.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I'm just listening. No.
Yeah, so.
You probably heard my ink pen scribble.
So, ladies, I'm trying to, you know, tonight's Wet, Wet Wednesday, we're just giving you little tips and little toys and stuff. That is, you know, intense. That will bring some fun. Now, I know some men, and I'm just saying, but I'm talking about those freaky ones. I'm not talking about you, but I'm talking about the freaky ones. If a woman put butt plugs up in your butt and she's giving you oral sex and she's pulling them one by one while she's giving you oral sex and then she hits them balls and she pulls the last one out, I promise you it would be all in your face. Just saying. All in your face.
What'd you say?
I'll repeat myself. If you put butt plugs, like there's these butt beads, and you put them in their butt,
mm-hmm.
and you're sucking his dick, and you're sucking and you're pulling the beads out while you're sucking and pulling, and once you get to, like, underneath the balls,
butt.
You know what that place is, you pull the last butt plug out, I promise you, you will lose your mind. Lose it.
Okay.
But that's if you're that freaky, though.
Right, okay. So there's some tips for y'all. There's some things y'all could try. You know what I mean? Get it in the bedroom. Spice it up a little bit. You know what I mean? So, unless we have something else, we can jump back because I think that's one of the things out there. Big homie, Lucky. So that's how you can keep it spicy in your relationship. If you're into that thing, with the butt plugs, and when you get to, when she get to your tank, now, the other one was how to satisfy without actually having sex. Now, is that really the other person, or is that, like, for yourself? But I would think because they said,
well,
cool, that would be
part.
Like,
Well, she's saying without sex, so I think some of those things that without sex that you can do before you head to that. Have you ever sat down and looked at your partner in your eye and y'all have not talked and y'all not said nothing and you just look at each other for like 2-3 minutes? But y'all are touching each other's hands and y'all looking at each other and y'all stopping for a moment. And then once you're done, after looking at each other for 2-3 minutes, y'all kiss. You will definitely see the passion that you guys are having with just that eye contact and that eye connection. And the touch, that simple touch of touching your hands or, you know, touching the thigh or, you know, touching so or touching the shoulder or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But the eye contact, because, you know, sometimes in a relationship, you guys stop looking at each other. You don't look at each other. So there's no talking.
Right.
There's nothing. It's just that quick intimacy of the eye contact with that small touch. And then after you're done, you get that small kiss, you'll be ready to go. Because you will feel connected.
Okay. You know what touch I like? I like when I be hugging her from the back. Ooh, you be touching. That's a whole different story, ain't it? I just went somewhere else. My bad.
Yeah, these are non-touching sexual moments, please. Now she said non-sexual, right? Not without having sex. Yeah, but that one's a lovely one when you hug her from the back and she cooking and you hugging and... Yeah.
But
I'm around.
Okay.
Okay. Mhm. Yeah.
But I mean, okay. What about I mean, that maybe it's not without touching, because they said you use toys or food. I mean, that's like touching, no. Right? I mean, what do you do? Like, put whipped cream on somebody's chest or body, and then just lick the whipped cream off. Now, what if you get to the, mm-hmm. What if you get down there and you lick the whipped cream that's on there? Now, does that count?
Yeah, that's fun, because then you can put strawberries down there, you can put pineapples down there, you can put strawberries and pineapples up, because you're licking it off your body, and of course, once you get down there, that's a done deal. You're not going to be like, oh, let me stop. There's that cherry right there. Let me not eat that. Come on, you're going to start licking it and biting and, you know, sucking and sucking it on up. Come on, like, that's it. But you can start with the play.
But what if the cherry starts to slide inside? I mean, can I still go in and get the cherry? Do I got to bite?
You
what
better
if it keeps going in as more? I mean, okay.
Yeah, you better go get the cherry. Absolutely, go get the cherry and make that cherry taste the best cherry that you ever tasted in your life. Spit the pit to the sack. Keep on going. I'll drop another cherry there. Boop, you forgot one. You forgot one. That one, too. I got some cherries on here. They're whistling you, too. I got a cherry right here. Man, we'll be playing connect the cherries. Connect the strawberries. We going to play some connect something. Your mouth connect to chase the fruit. I'll put a fruit here, taste that, bite that, get that, taste the fruit, chase it. Because we both going to be satisfied. We going to make some fruit salads up in her. Yes.
Fruit salad.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what the fun thing is? We can do it to you guys as well. So it's just not on a woman. You know, we could put a fruit salad on you guys and get the licking, sucking, biting, tasting, and then enjoying you guys. So it'll be something that is just not a woman thing, because most people think, oh, I'm not doing that to the man, because the man usually don't become that vulnerable to a woman and let her explore his body like that. So men, let that woman explore that body and get to having some fun with it.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you this. If he's into the bees, he might go for it. But if it's me, if that cherry starts to disappear, you better pull that motherfucker out as fast as you can. That's all I'm going to say. No disappearing cherries with me. I would suggest you just don't use them at all. No, just use whipped cream. Or that's about it. That's all we get. Don't even bring no peanut butter. That's just sticky. It's just too sticky.
Ooh. The grip you can get with peanut butter, though. Woo, you got to rethink that one. The suction with peanut butter? Are you kidding me? Think about that. The suction on the penis with peanut butter? Are you sure? You sure you want to eliminate that one? I should think not.
Hey, what we need we're going to mess around and them, you know, child support. So we need some people to implement some of the things that we talk about to come back and give us some, you know what I mean, some feedback on how these things go down and what works the best. But we're going to be all right. But no, we're going to end up having the monsters, baby. Child support case, and we ain't paying, you know, they're going to take our license. We're going to have to do time. It is what it is. So, that's the end of the show for tonight. I hope you enjoyed it. Hope it didn't get too wild for y'all. Hopefully you learned some tips. That's all I got for y'all. I'm still embarrassed. I put myself out there. Oh, my goodness. I can't tell y'all things that I don't tell people.
Enjoy the wild side of yourself. I mean, let yourself go. Let yourself explore. Put on our page what things that you have explored, established, have fun with, and we will read them on the on the Monstar page. Like, hit us up. We want to see how freaky you are on a wet, wet Wednesday. More fun topics to come, and check us out tomorrow at Karma Cafe. Woo! Well, you can woosaw with us. Come on our couch. We will help you out, solve your hood problems. Yes, we will. See you tomorrow. We love you. Thank you for listening. This is unbelievable.
There it is.
Good night, y'all.